Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to the book of Mark. Mark, the 11th chapter. We're going to be looking down at the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th verses. You ever heard Mark 11, 23, and 24? If you've been exposed to Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry, then you've heard these verses many times, as have I. And I never tire of them. I'm more excited about them today than I've ever been.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
And if you're not, then you need to get that way.
Yes.
I want us to begin a new series this morning. And I was looking at some other things. God had been ministering to me about some things out of the book of Revelation. And I was, you know, stirred up pretty good on it. Of course, you know, always it's first to yourself. And then you see, but as I began to pray, actually about 4 o'clock this morning, the Lord woke me up. And I got it clear in my spirit that what we need right now, most of all, is a great big dose of faith.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
What do you think? Does that bear witness with you? A great big dose of faith. Because it's going to take some faith to believe in everything that God's got going for us right now to do for the kingdom and to expand and increase and reach out, because he has so much he wants to do for us and with us and through us. And the only way to receive it is by faith. So are you ready? Can you hook up with this? You going to believe with me now? And don't presume and assume you already know any of this. Maybe you know something, but you know, the scripture said, if you think you know something, realize you don't know anything as you ought to know it. There's so much more. And how could you tell that it's getting real to you and that you're believing it? How could you tell that? You will get excited about it. So if it's dull and boring to you, it may not just be all the preacher's fault. Mark 11, 22. Mark 11, 22. What does it say? Everybody read it out loud. What does it say? Have faith in God. Is that a suggestion?
No.
Did he say try to have faith? That's one thing I dislike very much about a number of these modern translations. They, at their own theology and discretion, put words like try. Try to do this. Try to do that when it's not in the text. The Lord never told you to try to do anything. Did you know that? Find it. Search the scripture and find one time where he ever told you or anybody to try to do something. Why would you tell somebody try? Because either you think you know or you are convinced you don't know whether they can do it or not. But would the Lord know whether we could do something or not? Well, then why would he tell us to try? Be no need for him to tell us to try anything, because he would know, he wouldn't tell us to do it if he didn't already know we could do it. So he just says, do it. And here he says what? Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Now he goes on to say, for verily I say to you that whosoever. So does this just work for preachers? Who's it work for? Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Now let's just stop right there. What did he say to do? Is this prayer? This is not prayer. Did he say, pray and ask God to move the mountain?
No.
Did you know a lot of people are praying when they ought to be saying. They're begging God to do something and they're not getting results and wondering why God won't answer their prayer and ignoring the scripture that told us to do something. God, move the mountain. Please, God, make this mountain get out of my life. Please, God, move the mountain. Please, begging and pleading. Please, God. Is that what he said do?
No, sir.
Then why do millions do it? Ignorant of the scripture.
Yes.
Lack of faith.
Yes.
What's a mountain?
Probably.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
That's in your way.
Amen.
It's something big. It's something solid. Maybe something that's been there a long time even. But it's not something you want there and it's in your way. It's in between you and something. Is God in the business of putting mountains in people's lives?
No,
he's not. But did he tell you what to do about it if you got some great big problem in your way? What do? He didn't say beg God, beg God, beg God year after year. What did he say? You speak to the mountain. This is not a person. You're not talking to God. You're not even rebuking and binding the devil. You're not talking to people. You're not talking to yourself. You're not talking to God. What are you talking to?
Mountain.
The mountain could be cancer.
Yes.
Could be AIDS.
Yes.
Could be a brain tumor. It could be huge debt. It could be, terrible relationship problems. It could be any number of things. But if it's not something God is doing, if it's a problem, if it's something in your way, you should talk to it.
Amen.
Jesus spoke to trees, to the wind, to waves, didn't he?
Yes.
What we might consider to be inanimate things. And nowadays, if somebody comes by and hear you talking to something, many people assume that you have mental deficiency. Who are they talking to? I think they were talking to that tree. And people walk by and go, would you do that with Jesus? Because that's what he did. He talked to a tree. Would you go, well, Jesus, woo. Then why would it be a thing thought bizarre for us to do what Jesus did? But now, here's what you do. Not just talking, but what? Read it to me. Whoever will what?
Say.
So this is not just thinking. Got to open your mouth, right? Open your mouth and speak to the mountain. What's the next phrase? Who are we talking to?
Mountain.
Cancer. Growth. Cancer. Die. Die. Dry up. Stop living. Wither and be gone. In the name of Jesus. Man, I've seen that work thousands of times. I'm thinking one time right now, it must have been 15 years ago. I had my hand. A young woman had a big thing on her wrist. It incapacitated her wrist. It was like this tall and this big around. And I put my hand on that and I commanded it to dissolve and be gone. And I felt it go away under my hand. Now, you don't always see things happen that fast. I felt it. I took my hand away. I couldn't see it. It was gone. She began to shout and began to move her hand around. Somebody said, well, I don't know if I believe that or not. Well, I didn't. I still do, whether you do or not. I was there. You either believe I'm a liar or you believe it happened. It's the only choice you got. You pick. I was there. But here's the thing. Is that doing what he said do?
Yes.
This was something in her way. And we spoke to it just like he said. Talk to it. Tell it to be removed. Go away. But see, you've got millions of Christians that are good people and good ministers, but they're being told, well, you'll just have to beg and ask God and see if he wants to do anything about it or not. And so they just beg and beg and beg and just think it's bizarre that you and I think we could speak to it. But why would you and I think we could speak to something? Well, it's the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Debt. Mountain of debt. I call you paid. I call it paid for. Every one of them completely paid in full. Money, come into my hands to pay all this off. So what's he talking to? Is he talking to bills and debt? Yep. He's talking to money? Yep. You know, one thing that really stirred me up on this years ago, I was reading the Bible, which is always a good thing to do. And I came across, you know, where it said that Peter's mother-in-law was sick with a fever. Luke said she had a great fever. He's a physician. And he uses a term that describes she's delirious. And Jesus, they asked Jesus, would he minister to her? So apparently she's laying on the bed, maybe don't even know she's in the world with this terrible fever. And he comes in there. Do you remember what he did? Go to Luke. Hold your place here. Go over to Luke. What is it, about Luke 5 or so? No, 4. Luke 4:38. Jesus arose out of the synagogue. Luke 4:38. He entered into Simon's house. Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her, and he stood over her and begged God to make the fever leave her. Huh? No? And rebuked Peter's mother-in-law.
No?
No? Why is that funny? I know it sounds funny, but what did he do? He rebuked the fever. What's he talking to? Who's he talking to? Somebody said it was that fever devil. That ain't what it said. That there were times when he spoke to demons. But don't add to the scripture. Well, it was a fever devil. No, that ain't what it said. It was what?
Fever.
Is a fever a real thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Anything that exists that has a name can be made to bow its knee to the name of Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What is Doubt? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104A. That's R1104A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.